In today's Modern Ag Report, at the Produce Marketing Association's Technology Conference, Harvest Automation was displaying its pot-moving robot. The vehicle is about the size of a small suitcase and is loaded with sensors. Co-founder and COO Charles Grinnell says the robots are a huge labor saver for nurseries.
What you're hearing in the background there, we have developed the concept of using small mobile robots. So you can't see it obviously, but the size of this thing, it's about 2 feet across and 2 feet tall, and it's a fully autonomous vehicle that works out in the fields in nursery environments and for the nursery industry. And those are non-food plants, shrubs, flowers, things like that. And so the job of the equipment, there's a huge labor component to growing those plants properly, is moving the plants around and putting them in very organized patterns on the field so that they can grow efficiently. And so we do that work that used to be done by people bending over and picking up several 20-pound pots in each hand and moving them and try to align them. We've automated that process with our equipment.
Most autonomous vehicles of this size, either in the air or the ground, use GPS to navigate. Grinnell says that wasn't a solution when they were designing this drone, and the alternative came from a currently used technique.
So we looked at GPS, and most people ask that, you know, that's the first question. Oh, it must have GPS in there. But GPS actually didn't solve the problem for us, because our customers are not interested in where their plants are on the face of the earth. They're interested in their field. You know, where are the plants with respect to the neighboring plants in that bed? So it's really a local alignment issue, not a global alignment issue. So there are a lot less expensive ways of doing that. What we developed is there's a reference piece of tape that we string down the side of the bed where they have the plants. And we got that idea because now, or when you're using human laborers, they use a rope or a string or a piece of tape to give them a nice reference line so they can put things in nice straight rows. So we just have a special tape that we use that the robot can see. So that gives us a reference frame, and then we have lots of other sophisticated sensors, inertial sensors, accelerometers and things that are tracking distance traveled and how far it's turning and things like that to keep track of where we are.
Stay with AgNet West for more about these drones and what the future might hold for the agriculture industry. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.